ఈశ్వరాయ విద్మహే సత్యదేవాయ ధీమహే తన్నః సర్వ ప్రచోదయాత్.
On behalf of WorldSpace, I am therefore deeply grateful to Bhagwan for allowing us this opportunity and would like to ask him to do us the deep honor of inaugurating this project, the Sai Global Harmony Channel, by pressing the button. Bhagwan Sai Baba, please.
Om Sri Sai Ram. With humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba, Radio Sai Global Harmony greets all listeners. We begin this inaugural broadcast with a song welcoming Bhagwan Baba for the birthday celebrations.
మమతా సమతలు వెలుగుంద మా ప్రేమ కొరు పైన ओम श्री साई राम। डियरेस्ट भगवान, वी ऑफर आवर हम्बल सैल्यूटेशंस, प्रेयरफुल प्रणाम्स ऑन दिस सेक्रेड ओकेजन व्हेन यू गिफ्टेड मैनकाइंड दिस इंस्टीट्यूशन टू डिसेमिनेट योर लाइफ, your message and your mission. And so joyously today we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this hallowed mission. On behalf of the worldwide Radio Sai family, Bhagwan, we are here today to offer our heartfelt gratitude to you for being with us every moment of this blissful journey.
Dearest Swami, that melody that we just heard was that beautiful song that Radio Sai sang for the first time to welcome you into the homes of hundreds of thousands of listeners. Ever since, this institution that you have gifted us has become an indelible part of all those devotees' lives and continues to serve as a means to connect to you. On behalf of all those devotees who use the Sri Satya Sai Media Center to keep you constantly in their thoughts, and on behalf of all of us for whom this institution has become a means to sanctify our life and offer it at your feet, we are here to express our heartfelt gratitude.
Radio Sai means love for Sai. Live in Sai and serve only Sai. On August 29th, 2002, Bhagwan, so graciously you visited our premises and spent close to an hour talking to us, giving us precious directions and leaving us with many potent messages for us to ponder upon. We cannot but relive those timeless moments, Bhagwan. For all the devotees, here is a glimpse.
The Maharaj Guru knowledge is the top knowledge, second skill, third balance, fourth insight. This knowledge ni misuse chesthe, kill chesthe, purely balance support. Knowledge ni skill chain, skill chesthe apudu balance correct vachestundi. Balance correct vachestundi. ఇన్సైడ్ పోతుంది, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్. అంతర్దృష్టి పోవచ్చు, అంతర్దృష్టి గొప్ప నాలెడ్జ్ బ్యాలెన్స్ తప్పపోతే నీ అవుట్లుక్స్ పోతుంది. నాలెడ్జ్ ని బ్యాలెన్స్ చక్కగా పెట్టాలి. నాలెడ్జ్ నాలెడ్జ్ బ్యాలెన్స్ కావాలంటే మొట్టమొదట ఎనర్జీని స్కిల్ చేయాలి. స్కిల్ చేసినప్పుడే ఈ యొక్క బ్యాలెన్స్ కరెక్ట్ గా వచ్చేసేస్తుంది. ఎలాంటి పరిస్థితుల్లో మనం చలించని మనసును, భ్రమించే దృష్టిని పెంచుకోవాలి. అప్పుడే ఇంత ఆయన పనిచేసిన చక్కని ఆదర్శము, చక్కని ఐడియాలు ఇతర దేశాలకు చక్కని పూడపాటు నేర్పించటం. ఇది నేనే ఉపయోగపెట్టుకోండి, మీ ఇష్టం, కానీ కరెక్ట్ గా చేయండి. చాలా సంతోషంగా వచ్చే చేయండి, తిరిగి నేను వస్తాను.
Many such deep messages have been the foundational philosophy guiding the growth of this organization. Today when we see the indubitable impact of this institution in transforming lives and conferring joy, sometimes one wonders, why did Swami start this so late?
If only Swami had launched this service in the 70s itself,
or at least in the 80s or 90s, we could have documented lovely episodes of Sai Saga in best quality. We would have had fantastic pictures of his travels. We would have recorded every single discourse and bhajan in the best manner possible. What a timeless treasure trove of holy assets it would have been. But then, Bhagwan decided to unfurl this institution only in the last decade of his earthly sojourn.
Well, we will never know the secrets of his master plan. But when we look at his life and analyze his every act, some lovely insights do emerge. So for all those who are keen to know why Radio Sai happened only in 2001, or how did it actually start, or why Radio Sai at all, here is an interesting enactment.
So restless all the time.
That is my nature, Narada. What can I do?
You are not just a monkey mind. Swami would say, you are a monkey that has gone mad and also drunk and then stung by a scorpion. Narayana, Narayana.
Oh, am I so bad, Narada?
No. I didn't mean that, little one. Actually, you have great potential. You can become like Hanuman. You know that?
Oh wow, I know Hanuman. Will I become like that? Then I can post my workout videos with bulging muscles and chiseled abs. Balabim, 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 balabim.
Narayana, Narayana. Hanuman was not just known for his macho body.
Oh, what else was he known for?
He was known for his seva to his master, for his one-pointed devotion.
But can I also get that one-pointed devotion, Narada? I am always jumping from one thought to the other, and all my energy gets used up in this restlessness.
Don't get disheartened, dear one. Knowing well this nature of yours, my Lord comes into this world every now and then so that he can catch your attention. Ah, and when he comes in such a beautiful form that he entices you away from the distractions of the world. That is why he is Manmohana. Didn't you hear? Chakkili paina chukkato unna chakkani saike swagatam.
I know, Narada. But do you know? I didn't even get a selfie with that form. I came too late. If he was around now, I would have definitely sent him a friend request.
Hey, Pichikoti, Swami is not gone anywhere. Even now we can experience his love and feel his presence. You know, for all the monkeys like you who are lost in this jungle of distraction, he has created a beautiful opportunity.
Oh, what did he do, Nala?
All through his avatar, he allowed himself to be captured and treasured by technology.
Captured and treasured? By technology?
He allowed devotees to photograph him, take videos, and even record his sweet voice.
Oh, so nice. So he also used to take selfies.
No, Narayana, Narayana. He was not fond of selfies and kulfis like you. But he did it for your sake. Because he knew, in this age, books alone cannot hold our attention. Not just that, he even allowed the priceless experiences of those who have lived with him to be documented. So that you can realize your true potential, O monkey mind.
And all this my Swami did for me? How much he loves me. Tell me more, Narada. Just listening to what you're saying is making me calm.
Ah, where do I start, monkey mind? There are many, many things Swami has done. But today, I'll tell you about one such special blessing that Swami created just as the new millennium began. And it all started with the flick of a button. He pressed the button and was born Radio Sai, full of his discourses, bhajans, poems and satsangs.
That's indeed a very special boon for all monkeys like me. But Narada, one thing here puzzles me. How come Swami started radio that would talk about him and his work? Swami was never fond of talking about himself. He always told people to do work silently, isn't it?
Very good question. You are small, but a sharp monkey. Not bad. Swami would say, you must do good work silently. Then that will inspire others. And they in turn will want to talk and share about your work. And listening to them, more will get inspired. You know, this is the story of the birth of Radio Sai too. You see, first Swami started so many mammoth projects of social welfare. The free schools and university, the free hospitals, the massive water projects, and after 4 decades of such relentless, silent service, came Radio Sai.
Oh, I see. So late.
And it happened because someone got inspired by these stellar, selfless projects. It is indeed a perfect example of how silent work can automatically lead to stunning miracles.
Oh, wow. How did that happen?
How did that happen? I will show you, little one.
Sure, sure. I am very excited to see it. Where should I see? Can I find it on Netflix?
Narayana, Narayana. Stop your Netflix and subscribe to Prashanti Mandir Live. Oh, monkey, you will find answers to everything there. Come, let me take you there.
Okay, Narada, as you say. Narayan, Narayan.
The year was 2001. The city of Bangalore was witnessing an IT boom, and many massive office buildings were coming up. Two gentlemen, Dr. Michael Nobel and Dr. Noah Samara, were in Bangalore working on a business proposition. During that trip, they visited the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, from which, looking at the building, they could hardly believe it could be a hospital. They were even less prepared for what was inside. Dr. Nobel, the great-grandnephew of Alfred Nobel and the founder chairman of the Nobel Charitable Trust, had worked with hospitals across the globe. Dr. Samara, who was from Ethiopia, had a grand vision of making critical and life-saving information available to distant corners of the world, especially in the economically backward countries of Africa. This led him to launch WorldSpace, a satellite-based radio broadcast service. They were moved by the idea that the best of advanced medicine can be offered to the poorest section of society, and that too completely free of cost. Dr. Nobel was intrigued by the many pictures of Bhagwan in every ward and corner of the hospital. He was told that it is Bhagwan's grace and love that created this unique temple of healing. Dr. Nobel captures his observations thus: I think the whole structure and concept is absolutely marvelous. It is not difficult to find the latest medical technology. The world's hospitals are filled with expensive and advanced medical technology. It is also easy to find free hospitals. But a combination of the two, of a super speciality, highly advanced state-of-the-art hospital that is free to the poor, is a completely unique concept. And if we add the idea of Sai Baba's presence, spirituality, that his presence in the form of photos or his actual presence lends to the hospital, becomes a very unique creation. Immediately after this unique experience, Dr. Michael Nobel and Dr. Noah Samara had an audience with Bhagwan. Dr. Noah Samara straight away offered a channel on the World Space Satellite. They submitted to Bhagwan that the world needs to hear his message of universal love and selfless service. A sincere and selfless prayer was thus made, and the Lord graciously accepted it with a nod and a smile. And thus, Radio Sai Global Harmony came into existence.
Beloved Swami, how can we ever thank you enough? You have allowed us to be a speck of your glories, a wind to carry your mellifluous voice. We only pray, may these hands tirelessly serve you. May our hearts ever beat for you. May our minds ever rest at your feet. We offer our hands, our hearts, and our minds. There's no finer way we could use our time.
Bye.
as we do, we'll spend our lives serving you.
ಯತೋ ವಾಚೋ ನಿವರ್ತಂತೆ ಅಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ಮನಸಾ ಸಹ. ಡಿಯರ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ದ ಫ್ಯಾಕಲ್ಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪೀಚ್ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ಸ್ ಡಿಫೀಟೆಡ್ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅಟೆಂಪ್ಟ್ ಟು ಕಾಂಪ್ರಹೆಂಡ್ ಯು. ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೇಜಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸುಕಾ ಅಂಡ್ ವ್ಯಾಸ ಫೆಲ್ ಶಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಯು. ಯೆಟ್ ದ ಟೆಂಡರ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಕುಡ್ ರೆಕಗ್ನೈಸ್ ಯು. The 5-year-old Dhruva could embrace you with his thoughts. Such is your mystery, dear Swami. You are the voice of our conscience that corrects us from within. You are the warmth that springs as a reward when a good act is performed. You are known to all, and yet you are known to none. Swami, we try our best to always keep this in mind as we carry out our duties in the Sri Satya Sai Media Center. Today, we remember a beautiful episode where you prepared Professor Kasturi to carry the news of your advent by giving him this very profound message. You playfully lured him into your fold when you told him in the very first interaction, "Kasturi, you can write my Jeevana Charitra, my biography." But it was many, many years before the Satyam Shivam Sundaram the law saw the light of the day. One day, years before the publication of the Divine Biography, as Professor Kasturi was walking towards the mandir,
Sir, excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you please tell me, who is Mr. Kasturi here?
Hey, you are a lucky man. I am Kasturi. How can I help you?
Oh, namaskaram, sir. I am coming from Madras. And this is my first visit to Puttaparthi. It is so beautiful here.
Yes, this is the holiest of places.
Sir, I asked some people outside this question, and they said you will be the right person to answer this.
I'm not sure about that, but I will try.
Can you please tell me, sir, where to find books written on Baba? I would love to carry back a few books with me.
If only Swami had allowed me to publish that book which I had written, which is ready for publication, I could have helped this man. I am sorry, I cannot help you here, as there are no books published on Swami.
No books at all? Oh, that is such a pity. Possibly in the future sometime maybe.
Yes, it's all in Swami's hands.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kasturi, and sorry again for interrupting your walk.
That's all right. I wish there were books that I could give you.
Thank you.
కస్తూరి వచ్చావా? అక్కడ అతనితో ఏమి మాట్లాడుతున్నావు?
స్వామి, అతను మొదటిసారి ఇక్కడ పుట్టపర్తికి వస్తున్నాడు.
అది నాకు తెలుసు బంగారు. అతను ఏమి అడిగాడు నిన్ను?
స్వామి, అతనికి స్వామి పైన ఏమైనా బుక్స్ ఉన్నాయా అని అడిగాడు.
అయితే నువ్వేమి చెప్పావు?
నేను లేదు అని చెప్పాను. స్వామి పైన ఇంకా ఏవి పుస్తకాలు బయట రాలేదు అని చెప్పాను.
అది చాలా తప్పు జవాబు.
కానీ స్వామి, నిజంగానే కదా, ఏవి పుస్తకాలు ఇంకా రాలేదు.
అది నిజమే, కాని అతను అడిగినప్పుడు నువ్వు ఏమి చెప్పాలి అంటే, స్వామిని పుస్తకాల ద్వారా తెలుసుకోలేవు. అదే కరెక్ట్ జవాబు.
స్వామి క్షమించండి. స్వామి, ఇది ఎప్పుడూ గుర్తుపెట్టుకుంటాం.
For the benefit of those who don't follow Telugu, Swami said to Professor Kasturi, "The answer you gave that person was not right. You should have told him, Swami cannot be understood through books." Professor Kasturi was moved by this revelation and vowed never to forget this lesson. Dearest Swami, every day as we narrate your stories and share with the world the glory of your divine persona, we know that it is like describing the taste of nectar. Sweet words are no match for real sweetness. Fill us with this humility, Swami. Let us always remember that you are beyond words. Only that recognition makes us worthy of this holy task of speaking about you. But one may wonder, if words can't describe him, if books, talks, and even videos can't be used to understand him, why do we revere the scriptures? Why do we give such an exalted place for Swami's vahinis and discourses? And what is the point of the experiences that people may have if they cannot be consigned to meaningful words? Swami narrates a simple but profound chinna katha which reveals the purpose of both. Here is a small skit based on that chinna katha.
Panduranga, I'm almost there. After trekking for so many days, I have reached here. And now, I have to find a way to cross this river. Then I'll be able to have your darshan.
Hey Bhav, who are you? I have not seen you around here.
Vittala, Vittala, I come from a distant village, sir. I have heard there is a beautiful Panduranga temple in the village on the other side. The elders in my family tell me, being in the presence of the temple is like being in Panduranga's presence. So I have come trekking for many days.
That temple, there is nothing great about it. For that you came all the way. How silly of you. In our village, we have a temple. It is the best temple in the whole world, you know. You just have to put 10 rupees in the hundi in the temple and all your worries will be gone. Hey, why are you laughing, man? What did you find so funny?
Bhau, this poor fellow is blind. He has never crossed the boundaries of this village and has not seen any temple. How can he tell you which temple is better? And moreover, the great temple my friend is talking about belongs to his family. So whatever goes into the hundi...
Oh, okay.
But I am sure that is a good temple too. I will definitely visit that temple also, sir. But now, I want to cross the river to have the darshan of my Vitthala. Bhai sir, can you tell me where to cross this river? Have you been to the temple?
Yes, yes. He can tell you the route. Why? He can teach you to swim and walk also. Arre, he can't even cross the street on his own. How can he guide you?
Yes, Bhau. It has been a long while since I crossed the street also. How can I tell you where to cross this river and how to reach the temple? But you know, when I was small, my father used to carry me on his shoulder and take me to many temples. He had taken me to that temple also once. And yes, you are right. The calm and joy I felt there, I have not felt anywhere else. Not even in his temple.
Hey, hey! Vitthala, Vitthala! I can't contain my eagerness now. Please tell me, Bhai Sahab, how do I go there?
Hey, Bhau. Just now I told you he can't even walk. He can't even go home by himself. His brother will come to carry him back. And you are asking him how to cross the river.
Yes, Bhau. By my father's punyam, I visited that temple. Since I have not made the pilgrimage on my own, I will not be able to guide you. And this river, I have no idea of its depth and course.
Oh, is there no hope for me? Can I not have his darshan?
Have faith in that Panduranga. He has brought you so far. He will send you the right person to guide you. But definitely, we too are not the people to do that.
Hey, Vitthala, Vitthala. Bhau, you walk further down. You'll find a tender coconut shop. There you'll find one Ramu. Ask him. He'll tell you the way. He goes to the temple once a year. But I have no idea why he goes there. Because the best temple in the world is...
Enough, enough. Yes, your family temple is the best. It is a miracle temple. The way his family maintains it, it is only God who is keeping the roof and the walls together.
Hey, how dare you?
Okay, sir. Let me take your leave now.
Yes, Bhau. Go and meet Ramu. He will certainly help you. May you have good darshan in the temple. And then, you will be able to tell others how to get there. And what it feels like to be in the divine presence.
The reason is as simple as this. The lame person cannot cross the river. A blind man is out of the question. And as far as the blind man is concerned, he can't even see the river. The inner meaning of this is, one who does not have any scholarship of any sort, he is like this lame man. And one who has no sense of experience of anything is this blind person.
కనుక ఈ గుడ్డివాడు చెప్పినటువంటి విషయాన్ని ఆధారం చేసుకుంటేనా మనము ఈ సంసారం అనేటువంటి నదిని మనం దాటలేము.
So if we go by what the lame man has to say, we can't cross this river of this samsara.
ఇక్కడ శాస్త్రము అనుభవము రెండింటి యొక్క సమ్మిళితమైనటువంటి ఒక స్వరూపమును మనము ఆశ్రయించినప్పుడే మన యొక్క బాధలను నివారణ చేసుకోగలము, ఈ సాగరాన్ని మనం దాటగలము.
సో ఇఫ్ వి మేక్ అక్వైంటెన్స్ విత్ వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ బోత్ దీస్ స్కాలర్షిప్ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ దేర్ ఇస్ హోప్ ఫర్ అస్ దట్ వీ షల్ క్రాస్ దిస్ ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ డిఫికల్టీ.
శాస్త్రము తెలిసి అనుభవం లేకుండా ప్రయోజనం లేదు.
వన్ మే
అనుభవం ఉండి కూడాను శాస్త్రం తెలియకుండా ప్రయోజనం లేదు. ఇవి అసంపూర్ణమైనటువంటివిగా ఉంటుంటాయి.
వన్ మే హ్యావ్ స్కాలర్షిప్ బట్ నో ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్, వన్ మే హ్యావ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ బట్ నో స్కాలర్షిప్. ఇన్ ఐదర్ కేస్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు బి బెనిఫిటింగ్ యూ.
టు క్రాస్ దిస్ రివర్ ఆఫ్ డెల్యూజన్ యూ నీడ్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఎస్ వెల్ ఎస్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ దట్ హావ్ ఎంబార్క్డ్ ఆన్ ద జర్నీ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్. And both are still not sufficient. Having received the guidance and inspiration, one must embark on the journey oneself. As Swami would say, Jnatum, Drashtum, Praveshtum, knowing, seeing, and then experiencing oneself. Swami has not only given us His priceless words to be preserved, absorbed, and passed on, He has also given us the opportunity to listen to the experiences of so many devotees who have earnestly tried to live by Swami's divine message, thereby guiding us with both the scriptural wisdom as well as the experience of the earnest seekers. And when we embark on this journey, He Himself will become our companion and encourage us. Swami, if you wished, you could have had the best talent in the world to serve you, the most eloquent you could have chosen to speak about you, the brightest of minds and most skilled of hands would have carried out your divine work with one sankalpa of yours. But in all your love, you chose to give us this blessing. We don't know what we did to deserve such grace, but we do pray that we become worthy of this love. Dearest Swami, your eyes have found us worthy of your love. What more can we ask for?
When this Prashanti Mandir was inaugurated by Bhagwan in 1950, it was a solid edifice made with Chitravati rocks. But at the same time, it was a simple temple. But over the years, Swami added beautiful elements to it. The roofs got beautiful lotuses. The walls had lovely statues. The doors became ornamental. And with time came this captivating canopy with a bewitching stage. And thus was born Sai Kulwant Hall, proclaiming Prashanti's ever expansive glory. In a way, the journey of Radio Sai too has so many parallels to this. After unfurling Radio Sai in 2001, it was in 2002 that Swami gave us a simple temple to begin our work. We have the university as the temple of learning, the hospitals as the temples of healing. Radio Sai became the temple of reliving His love, reliving His memories, reliving His message. What started as a radio, initially without even a studio, in a year got a spacious studio. Soon, the embellishments of website, web streams and e-journal happened. One radio channel became 6 radio streams, as people longed to not just hear Him, but see Him as well. The dimension of video productions made it more alluring. By the time Radio Sai attained 18, it was no more a radio. It had now blossomed into a full-fledged media house with multifarious audio, video and IT capabilities. And thus was born the Sri Satya Sai Media Center. Soon the productions expanded into various languages: Telugu, Hindi, Tamil, Kannada, and people from all parts of India and the world came to this virtual temple that has the priceless fortune of His voice, His videos and images to connect to Him and feel the peace and bliss of His powerful presence. This sacred service indeed became their guide, their friend, their support, their solace. Dear Swami, as we celebrate the 20th anniversary, so many world over have sent us on video their heartfelt feelings. For us, Swami, each one of them is nothing but another smile, another pat, another padnamaskaram from you, Swami. Just to share with everyone how overwhelming this experience has been, here is a small compilation of these moving moments.
Sai Ram, one way that Radio Sai has really helped me is that whenever I'm having trouble sleeping, the beautiful Radio Sai bhajans help calm me down and make me feel very peaceful.
I am a devotee of Swami who has never seen Swami in His physical form. And yet, largely because of the material that Radio Sai shares with the world, from devotee experiences to bhajans to talks to satsang, I truly feel that Swami is within me and that I am divine.
I wanted Him to be my idol, and I wanted to do exactly what He did. And by listening to the stories and how that those vivid representations and the images that came with it, I got to know of Swami's life on earth.
I often remember that the 30 long episodes that Hades I had brought on the occasion of Bhagwan's 85th birthday. That was so inspiring. Helped me a lot in my career and throughout my life.
I'd say one of my favorite things from my childhood that I remember and cherish to this day is listening to Children's Hour.
It's a divine boon given to us by Bhagwan. It is the way Bhagwan entered each one of our homes to feel His presence so easily and transform each one of our homes into Prashanti Nilayam.
And ஒரு ஆன்மீக பத்திரிகையில பகவானுடைய அனுபவங்களை நான் எழுதிட்டு இருந்தப்போ அவருடைய உபதேசங்களை பேசிட்டு இருந்த ஒரு நேரத்துல எனக்கு ரேடியோ சாய் ஒருங்கிணைப்பாளரிடமிருந்து வந்து போன் வந்தது. பகவான் சொன்ன சின்ன கதாவை சொல்றீங்களா அப்படின்னு கேட்டார். ஆஹா, பகவான் தானே வந்து எனக்கு அமிர்தத்தை கொடுக்கும் போது அது எப்பேற்பட்ட சந்தோஷம். ரொம்ப சந்தோஷமா அந்த சேவையை வந்து ஏத்துக்கிட்டேன்.
The benefit they get by listening to his leelas and his teachings can truly give them peace and also show them the right direction in their lives, just as I've experienced in mine.
Even during this pandemic phase, when we are not able to visit Prashanti and our regular center activities have altered, we can still feel the divine proximity when we tune into Radio Sai.
I've regularly listened to your program since its inception, and it provides so much inspiration, insight, upliftment, and opportunity to be with good company.
At any point of time, if I feel low, if I feel depressed or anything, I tune into Radio Sai, and Swami is there with me, right there with me.
Radio Sai has become a vital gap-filling entity, connecting millions of his devotees with Swami. Not a day passes without us as a family logging into Radio Sai.
Personally for me, residing in Australia, my connection with Prashanti Nilayam and nostalgic memories of my student days with Swami becomes alive when I log into the programs from the Media Center.
I have been far from the Sai Center for the past 5 years as I was away for studies. With no Samiti and Bhajan sessions to attend to, there was a void in me. I was missing those sessions very much. But Radio Sai was there to bring Swami closer to me through various programs.
Radio Sai helps me improve in my Bhajan singing. This is because of the clarity and the quality of the Bhajan itself.
By engaging myself with the fun comic series on stories of Sai and all the amazing Chinna Kathas, Radio Sai has really boosted my enthusiasm to be much, much more connected to our loving Swami.
I would like to express my gratitude to Radio Sai for bringing us the presence of Swami in so many ways and for connecting us with Prashanti Nilayam.
Whenever I have any doubt, I rely on Radio Sai. Life has definitely become more meaningful and happier after I started listening to Radio Sai.
When I pick up my phone in the morning to check my WhatsApp messages, the first message I open is from the Sri Sathya Sai Media Center. I look at Swami's picture and I read the message that comes along with it. That sets the tone for my day.
Whenever I am happy, I tune into Radio Sai. Whenever I am sad, I tune into Radio Sai. My highs, lows and every emotions are balanced when I listen to His glory and watch His discourses.
My grandchildren have not had the privilege of seeing or meeting Swami. Videos of bhajans with Swami's darshan helps them to know of Him, develop that divine gift of love for Swami.
We are able to find authentic content on Radio Sai. There are so many websites that talk about Swami, and we need authentic source of information. And Radio Sai is the authentic place to go to.
It is not the team who is working behind Sathya Sai Media Center. It is Swami Himself who is connecting with His devotees through Sathya Sai Media Center.
Just like the Sri Sathya Sai Media Center offerings have so many hues and colors, we now present a variety instrumental musical offering.
Bhagwan, just a year ago, as we were stepping into the 20th year, you graciously upgraded all our facilities and infrastructure and blessed us with 3 ultra-modern studios so that we can effortlessly raise the quality of our offerings. With your blessings, we offered a new user-friendly and all-gadget-compatible website too, ssmediacenter.org. Every day, new content is being added to this website to make it a one-stop destination for all Sai literature, melodies and satsang.
Bhagwan, when you visited our office in 2002, multiple times you reiterated, I want quality, 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 not quantity, with the instruction that this joy and this happiness of knowing God, loving God and living in God must be shared with the entire world. Towards this end, Swami, we are so happy to announce that the Sri Satya Sai Media Center has now planned a rollout of all its content, not just on YouTube and our radio streams, but on all mainstream and popular media platforms across the world. What this means is, no matter which media service you may be tuned into, you will find audios and videos of Prashanti there too. Swami, we seek your grace to make this a reality in a few weeks from now. This would indeed be our 96th birthday offering to you, Bhagwan. We will place this at your lotus feet on November 23rd, 2021.
Dearest Bhagwan, today, as technology evolves and the medium and format of dissemination undergo dynamic transformations every other day, we seek your grace, guidance and blessings to constantly reinvent ourselves in tune with the times, so that anyone in any corner of the world who is in need of your love, message and guidance is served with this prasadam with utmost love and deep humility. And even as we do this, let us ever remain true to the purity of your divine words.
ప్రతీక్షణం నీతోని గడపాలని మేము వినే పదాలన్నీ మీ మాటలే కావాలని గడిచే ప్రతీక్షణం నీతోని గడపాలని
Let our beings continue to pulsate with your love. Love you, Swami.
Thank you, Swami. सिद्धि विधाता जगन्मोहन राधा रमणा
वनमाली वासुदेवा जगन्मोहन राधा रमणा
वनमाली वासुदेवा जगन्मोहन राधा रमणा
वनमाली वासुदेवा
जगन्मोहन
राधा
रमणा जगन्मोहन राधा
सत्य साई देवा Sai Deva.
Hey. बाल गोपाल जय जय साई शाम
बाल गोपाल जय जय साई शाम
बाल गोपाल जय जय साई शाम
प्रेम भरो दिल में हमारे साई राम
प्रेम भरो दिल में हमारे साई राम
प्रभु गिरिधारी गोविंद गोपाल प्रभु गिरिधारी
गोविंद गोपाल प्रभु गिरिधारी
गोविंद गोपाल हृदय तिहारी
गोविंद गोपाल हृदय
गोपाल हृदय विहारी
गोविंद गोपाल हृदय विहारी
गोविंद गोपाल प्रभु गिरिधारी
गोविंद गोपाल प्रभु गिरिधारी
नंद कुमार नवनीत चोर
नंद कुमार नवनीत चोर
बड़ा चित्त चोरा विहारा बड़ा चित्त चोरा
विजय विहारा बड़ा चित्त चोरा
गोविंदा गोपाल प्रभु बिहारी
गोविंदा गोपाल प्रभु बिहारी
गोविंदा गोपाल हृदय विहारी
गोविंदा गोपाल हृदय विहारी
गोविंदा गोपाल हृदय
Shanti, Shanti, समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु शांति 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 जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा।